few years ago, Michelle Gilliam and the man who's now her husband lived and worked near New York City. Michelle in media and her boyfriend for a shipping company. Her boyfriend was transferred to Jacksonville, and Michelle was in love. She came with him to see the city.
My husband is from Southwest Louisiana. We were driving around, and he was showing me Jacksonville. He was waving to people, and I said, "How do you know these people? Why are you waving to them?" And he said, "Michelle, it's the South. You wave to people. You know, in New York, you would never, ever, ever wave to someone you didn't know. But now I wave to everyone."
Michelle and her boyfriend got married and tried to get pregnant.
I was older. I was 37 at the time. And so I knew there were risks that went along with it. But I had really wanted to establish a career first. I had been a television news reporter, a fill-in anchor, producer. And then I went on to work for the People's Court in New York City. I was working here doing PR and marketing for the Jacksonville Humane Society. So I had done a lot of the things I wanted to do.
Michelle did the standard testing during her pregnancy.
They noticed that he had a thick nuchal fold, which could be a sign of multiple different issues. Amnio at 26 weeks confirmed he had Down syndrome. I was ready. I had already met with other parents of children with Down syndrome, and I knew at that point that it wasn't as scary as it was maybe 20, 30 years ago, and that there are so many resources. And I was able to meet some adults with Down syndrome and see just how amazing they are and how they're just like anybody else.
Harrison Gilliam is now 2.5, and according to his mother, he's a handful, like every other child that age.
He's developmentally delayed, so he's a little behind other children in walking or in talking. Through therapy, Harrison's gained a lot of skills. He goes to a typical daycare. They treat him just like anybody else, and they all love him. They don't see that kind of disability that we grow up and see. He manipulates me, and just like any 2.5-year-old does, and he's great at it.
And Michelle is not raising Harrison in a vacuum.
There are so many amazing resources in this country for people so that you can learn so much and you can understand.
What Michelle Gilliam also has come to understand is that her life has changed, and for the better.
Things that seemed so important or horrible prior to Harrison's birth seem trivial now.
She's become an entrepreneur to accommodate her parenting.
I started my business because of him, because I needed the flexibility. So if I need to work at night or on weekends, it's easy to do. This way, we can increase his therapy so he can get even more skills.
Life with Harrison is a learning experience, a new one every day.
What I've learned that surprises me about Harrison is how much he can do. I have a different outlook on life, and it's a much more positive outlook on life, ironically, because when you have a child with a disability, you need to look at the bright side. You need to look at their abilities, not their disabilities. And it's taught me to really look at life that way. I'm learning to see the positives and things that I may not have seen in the past.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.